stressful, exasperating, and strenuous. Just three words students use to describe house hunting. In London, 372,900 young people scout the city for the creme de la creme of student digs. The process is often full of legal confusion, rash decisions, and difficulty. Natasha ended up paying half rent in London last summer, despite being hundreds of miles away in Scotland.
I would say don't go through an agent because you're going to be paying fees that you don't need to if you just find somewhere yourself. I would also say try and team up with students on your course or that you know that maybe you've lived with before, because I think it can be sometimes easier to rent a whole house, and then also it means that you're living with people that you know and you already get on with, rather than being in a situation that I'm in now where I had to find somewhere quite quickly, and I was going to live with two of my friends, but then they had to pull out, so I'm living with people that I don't really have much in common with. If you can, maybe try to go for somewhere where your bills are included, because then you can like set yourself a budget and you know exactly how much you're going to be paying each month.
Rhiann Gordon, Vice President of the University of Westminster's Student Union, says that with careful consideration, it doesn't have to be hard.
Start looking for accommodation kind of like around two months in advance. That's what estate agents have usually said, because any house that is available at that time, they want someone to move in then. But it's really important, especially in the London housing market, that students know what they're entitled to and what they can expect from landlords and estate agents. So things like being allowed 24 hours to read through the contract before signing it, as well as knowing what is expected of them as well, because sometimes that can lead to not being aware can sometimes lead to like deposits being held and all of that kind of difficulty.
House hunting can be time-consuming and hard work, but can also be made easier by getting advice. Universities have welfare teams who can support students. Websites, such as the Student Room or Save the Student, are also havens of information. However you choose to house hunt, make it that little bit easier for yourself.